Previously on Pretty Little Liars. Hey.
Hey.
Do you have plans this weekend?
I'm thinking we should talk about the homework assignment.
I know that you're not crazy about having me for a lab partner.
It's okay. Any guy at this party would be happy to be with me.
We already talked about this, okay?
Why are you taking Sean's car? Hannah!
You will work out the cost of repairs in Sean's mother's office.
Wait, what's a golden orchid?
It's a national competition for historical writing.
More academic blame for Spencer.
I saw the way you were looking at my dad yesterday. I have eyes. Find someone who's available. My dad isn't.
Mom, there's something you should know.
And the house.
Kay sent this letter to my mom.
You know, it's not your fault, right? It's your dad's mistake, totally.
It is my fault.
You did not hook up with her and then ask your kid to cover for you.
Allie said I should have told my mom right after it happened.
Allie? Allison knew?
Yeah, she was with me.
So Allison saw this Meredith person?
Meredith? Her name's Meredith. Ew, that's not even a cute girl name. I'm seeing big pores and now see roots.
Damn, I think it's a little too signature.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to cheat, you might as well do it with someone who deep conditions her hair occasionally.
Here, put something in your mouth beside your foot.
I'm sorry. Hey, but all I'm saying is that when my dad left, laughing sometimes helped. So did crying. My father hasn't left, guys. And this happened over a year ago.
Do you think he's going to leave?
Look, whatever happens, we're here for you. Thank you guys for staying here. I couldn't have been here alone.
When's your family getting back?
This afternoon.
Weren't you going to clean up the mirror before they get here?
Want me to come with?
We should all go.
You know what? It doesn't take four of us to clean the mirror, so why don't you three go and I'll just wait here.
Fine.
Okay.
You stay down here, alone.
But make sure you lock the door.
Right.
You spray the alloy. Oh, the creature's back. We should have never unblocked our phones.
Open the attachment.
Inside your closet?
He was watching us.
How do you not poke your eyeball?
What's up?
Nothing. Look, my mom and dad acting weird with each other.
What do you mean?
I don't know. There's a vibe.
Yeah, maybe. Look, don't worry about it, okay?
Are you only gonna do one eye? Is that a new Cyclops look?
If you want to be.
I can do it.
Well, I'm done by 3.
I'll do it.
Okay, should we find someone to talk to? Counselor? Therapist?
You would feel more comfortable talking to a stranger in some office than you would in your own kitchen.
Yeah, but we're not talking, Ella.
Are you done with this?
See you later.
Bye.
See ya. Tell me what I need to do to make this better. Do you want me to move out?
Don't make that my decision.
Well, do you think it would help?
How? By making me deal with their confusion alone? Or by making me the bad guy that kicked their dad out?
Are they going to be any less confused seeing us walk around here like sulky roommates? I mean, we're not...
Hey. Hey. Do you want some breakfast? There's yogurt. No, I'm good with a granola bar.
I'm going to go to work. I've got office hours. Hey, good luck with that French desk, sweetheart.
Mike knows something's up. Are you going to tell him?
Yeah. You know, when I can.
Okay, well, just don't wait too long. It was way too hard to keep it from you for a year. I don't want to have to do that to him, too.
A year? You've known about this for a year?
Yeah, I thought, Dad... But he didn't tell you that he asked me to... Mom, I can miss first period if you want to talk.
Okay. This is between me and your dad.
Don't worry.
Need some help?
Oh, hi. Hey, no, I got it.
My mom forgot to mention the new job required a uniform, huh?
No, it's cool. I like it. Hideous. Looks good on me. Sorry. What were you going to say?
I tried to take the fall for the car.
You did? Why?
I felt really bad about what went down at Noel's party. So I told my parents I gave you the keys and I'd pay for the repairs.
No, I should pay for the repairs. It was my fault. And besides, I think working at a dentist's office will help me with my fear.
Scared of dentists?
Children. Your mom is making me hand out sugar-free lollipops to 6-year-olds. They don't bite at that age, do they? Look, I know that we haven't talked since that night, but since we are now, do you want to talk about homecoming? I mean, do you still want to go? You know, with me?
I hadn't really thought about it. Coach has us on a lot of two-a-days. That's a lot of pressure. And with everything else going on, I just...
Yeah. No, I get it.
No, but we should talk about it. I gotta go. It's my ride.
I seriously think that a blind girl broke into my house. That would take a lot more than a talking GPS. Well, I didn't say the general was alone. Let's not go to the Toby place, okay? Why not? You guys think her guide dog left behind his lipstick? Yeah, do you want to ask what your lab partner was doing last night? You know, maybe he took a break from sitting on his porch pulling the heads off his squirrels.
Spencer. Sorry, ladies, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I hope you're as proud of your friend as I am. Congratulations. My instincts were right. Let's just make it official.
What's that about? An essay contest. Wait, did you win it? Are you going to at least open the envelope? Why should she? She wins an award for waking up. Sodium borate.
Easy. That glass speaker's made of glass.
Maybe you should do it. I've had too much coffee and not enough sleep.
Big party on a Thursday night?
No, I slept at a friend's. What did you do last night?
sat at the grill doing homework.
That's where you study?
Got to. Jenna listens to her lectures loudly, and it messes me up. She doesn't like using her headphones at home.
Why the grill? It's not exactly quiet there either.
It is if you stay late enough. I close the place like every night. So, whose house did you stay at last night? That new girl?
Who, Maya? Why would you think that?
Just figured that she's the newest member of your posse. Has she learned the secret handshake yet?
She's more my friend than the group's.
Why is that?
She just cares about different things.
Different's good. I like different. This town has too much of the same.
Hey there.
Hey. I've been thinking about you. How are things with your family?
They're tense and getting worse. Can you give me an excuse not to go home? Extra credit assignment or 6-hour detention?
I'm sorry. I actually can't stay late today. I've got this thing.
Oh.
Well, no, it's not a thing. It's just a, thing. A reading of a story that I wrote.
You're reading it out loud? Can I come?
You can, but if it sucks, I'm going to have to hurt myself. You'd be a witness. It could get ugly.
I'm the teacher. I'm the student, remember?
Those are for you. Buttercreams. They're your favorite, right?
Yeah, they were. When I was like 7. Thanks, Daddy. So you finally spoke to Ren?
No. But I spoke with Mr. Sheldrake. You didn't really think you were going to be able to keep this essay secret, did you? Spencer, this is a coup for you. I mean, if the Ivies weren't onto you already, they are now. I was seeing a cage match between Harvard and Yale.
Dad, it's really not that big of a deal.
Oh, now you tell me. Your mother's already taken out a full-page ad in the club newsletter. I'm kidding. Come on. Have a buttercream. I'm proud of you, Spence. At least let me brag about you tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
Oh, I'm taking Russell Newhoff to the club. He's a potential new client.
Huh?
You up for playing doubles if he brings his daughter along?
Sure. Hey, you want to volley with me?
I'd love to, but I have a bunch of calls to return and a prize-winning essay to read. Don't forget to put it on my desk, okay?
Oh, Dad, you don't have to read this one. It's really not one of my best.
Somebody sure thought it was. I mean, they don't give these awards to people who don't deserve them.
Thank you.
No. No, I was just looking for a place to toss medical waste. Must be the floor. Thanks for your help. I didn't think this would take so long.
I don't mind. I like being in school and nobody else is.
Viscosity, elasticity, and tensile strength. Anything else we need to cover?
Maybe our noses. This stuff's rank.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
It's just water.
Did you draw this? It looks just like the cover from this band, Circa Survive. This is so good.
You know that band?
My cousin works at a bar on South Street. He took me into a show.
Have you heard any of their new stuff yet? It's totally...
amazing.
If you're into them, there's this other band I should turn you on to. I'll burn you a CD.
Thanks. I should go. I'm going to be late for swim practice.
Emily?
Yeah?
My notebook.
Oh, geez. I totally need more sleep.
One more coffee. Want to meet up with the girl later?
Sure.
In an instant, her life was undone. Everything she'd known disappeared, drifting into the summer sky. Thank you.
He doesn't suck, huh? You know this guy?
He's my English teacher.
Oh, very cool. Me and him go way back. We used to sleep together. Punk beds. College. You have a name, fangirl?
Aria.
Party.
What the hell are you doing here?
I thought I'd come get some FaceTime with the president of your fan club, apparently.
You two know each other.
Yeah, well, not as well as you two know each other. I heard about the bunk bed.
We just met, but I'm glad I sat next to her. She kept kicking me so I wouldn't snore.
No, seriously, how did you know about this?
I don't live in a cave. I saw it on the website, thought it was my duty to come heckle you.
That should be in a cave. Was it really that bad?
No, it was beautiful. And that metaphor at the end?
That was a metaphor? I thought it was really about a kid who lost her balloon.
You also thought Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was Mexican porn.
That's true.
You booked on his thing.
Yeah.
He used to pay me in frozen burritos to write his papers.
You know what would be so great? If you told this same lame story while I had a beer in my hand.
I'm having a waitress.
I didn't know he was going to be here.
Whoa, good serve. Listen, hate to interrupt, but we're kind of closed. I was supposed to shut down the courts like 10 minutes ago.
Seriously? Can you just give me another 5 minutes?
Are you practicing for a tournament or something?
No. No, it's just a friendly game of doubles with my dad and some guests.
Well, you and I have very different ideas of what's friendly. That's an angry serve.
Well, it's been a long week. Kind of been storing it up.
Strong slice is only half the battle. You've got to kill it on the return too, you know?
Well, I'm just warming up.
So I hook up with her in the library, but you can't get serious in the sociology stacks, right? So I take her back to my dorm room.
I can't believe you're telling this story.
But let him finish. I want to hear.
She wants to hear. So I get her back. You know, he's sound asleep, of course. I get her shirt off. You know, things are happening. Life is good. And then this geek right here starts laughing in his sleep. He's done this before, but this chick, she does not believe that he's asleep, which I was.
You laugh in your sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Better than snoring.
Right. But, you're up. No, it's her turn.
Take it from me. I'm gonna grab one.
Dude, you are so screwed. It's not what you think it is. Don't give me that look. I didn't pursue this. It just happened.
Then that makes it okay.
Party?
What? Ezra, she's cute.
She's smart. I get it. There's no argument.
But she's your student, man.
That's not how
it works. It doesn't matter.
When this is all over, she's going to get her diploma. You're going to get a pink slip and an orange jumpsuit.
Okay, so how about this? Loser of the next game buys fries?
Sweet. Give it up. You in?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I'm having fun.
Yeah, me too. Here we go. Here, I'll go.
Sorry I'm late. My boss got chatty when they dropped the check. But I only ate one lamb chop. The rest are yours. What are we looking at?
Worst part of my day? You know, I thought it bottomed out when a kid aimed at me for a rinse and spit, but now there's an Amber.
What's an Amber?
Amber is a cheerleader at Rollins High who loves skinny lattes. Here. See for yourself.
She's good.
She's trying to date Sean. She's 8. We know this for a fact. Well, she's suddenly become his personal driver and God knows what else.
Driving is not dating. 8.
Home. Why are you feeding me when my boyfriend left me for somebody who weighs 11 pounds?
He hasn't left you. His car's in the shop.
So why can't he hitch a ride with someone who's not majoring in cartwheels?
I am sorry that you don't have a car of your own to drive. You'll have to talk to your father about that.
No, thanks. Besides, he's probably already picked one out for Kate.
Kate? That her name was Isabel.
That's the mother.
The girlfriend.
The fiancé.
He's marrying her?
Yeah, I found that out before I went to Spencer's last night. You know, I didn't see you this morning, so I thought that'd be kind of weird to text you.
Yeah, that would have been weird. Thanks. So I'd rather hear it from you than from him. I'm not surprised. We've both moved on.
Try the broccoli. It's delicious. It.
Just in case. I'm telling you, that's the lipstick Jenna was putting on the elevator.
Are you sure?
Yes. It's Allison's color. Same shade, same tube. What I'm wondering is, why was Jenna in an empty room for an hour?
I think we should call the police.
And there are fingerprints in this tube.
Well, yeah, ours.
Look, if I'm going to answer any more questions, just let me be in the office and see what I can find. Have you gotten any more emails?
Not since this morning, have you?
No, just wondering. Emily! Hey, what are you doing here?
Hannah had a run-in with Jenna Marshall today.
Yeah. What dentist office I'm working at?
Well, I was going into my shift after school, and I was in the elevator, and Jenna Marshall was in there.
She had the same lipstick Allie wore.
Exact same color.
College boys like the ones in that bar. Is it possible to say hello to a guy without putting them in a headlock?
Well, maybe when you go to college, you'll find out for yourself.
Okay, stop. Did Hardy say something? About us or about me?
No. Why would he? I was just having fun in a bar with a high school student.
You make it sound so awful.
Well, maybe it is. I mean, if you think about it.
Why? Was I acting like a high school girl? Did I do anything to embarrass you? Look, have I ever done that?
No, it's not about that.
Okay, then what is it about? I mean, is this Hardy's problem or is it yours? Where did this come from? Age is never an issue when we're together.
When it's just the two of us. But when we're out in the world, people notice.
No, Hardy noticed. Look, he's your friend, and I mean, if you're okay with it, I really doubt it's going to bother him.
Let's get real. In theory, we are a lot more wrong than we are right.
You want to be real? Forget about theory. What does it feel like when we're together?
Good. It feels right. I want to be with you. I want to hang out in a bar, introduce you to my friends, split a plate of fries like everybody else, but I don't think we can do that. When I'm with you, I don't care about anybody else.
So are you talking yourself into this or out of it?
Yes. Don't know. Maybe.
So, it's for you. We're here now. And it's just the two of us. And it feels good. So let's not care together. Where are you going?
I have an early tennis day with my dad, and I have no idea what I'm going to wear. There, maybe this boy.
Boy? What kind of boy? Details?
Well, there's none yet, but I'll keep you guys posted.
Are you Emily?
No, Em. Someone left this for me.
Pretty. Who made that?
Somebody from school.
Well, whoever made it must like you a lot.
No, we were just talking about this band we both like.
Is it from somebody you like back?
Sorry, you don't have to tell me anything.
But, is there someone in your life who cares about you? And I'm happy for you. No matter who they are. Just like other pretty lines, just
like other pretty lights from the sky. You sure you have to go?
Yeah. Yeah, it was so weird when I left home this morning. I'm not really sure what I'm going to walk into.
I like having you here.
I didn't say I wasn't coming back. What if I cook us dinner tomorrow?
Oh, you cook?
Yeah. How do you feel about enhanced macaroni and cheese?
Frightened. What do you mean by enhanced?
Well, it means I'm cooking fettuccine, but I don't want you to get your hopes up.
Practice yesterday.
Good. I'm ready to bury them.
Huh. Yeah. You know, about that, you might want to keep it friendly on the court, okay?
Why does everyone think I'm unfriendly?
I'm serious, Vince. Turns out Newhoff and his daughter aren't exactly Venus and Serena. So just dial it back a bit.
But, Dad, I was out there for 5 hours yesterday swatting balls.
Good. Then you'll hopefully be a little sore.
Are you asking me to throw the match?
Spencer, I'm asking you to just look at this as a means to an end. Okay? If he wins, I win. Got it?
Just push the button.
Excuse me?
Push the button. That tells me you're here.
Okay.
Since it's your first visit, there's some paperwork. Why don't you fill it out in my office? I'm still renovating out here. Please, have a seat. Philip said this was your first time. You'll be fine. Let me grab a new patient file, and we can get started.
Your therapist.
You just said her therapist. Martha, is there someone else joining us today? Is everything all right?
Martha doesn't want therapy. Martha has to go.
Okay, I told you something was up. Can you hear them?
Look, whatever it is, it's not about us.
How do you know?
I just knew. Look, go get your stuff. We'll go to the library. We'll study there, okay?
Yeah, but for how long?
Just get your stuff.
She lives in this town. I have to see her. I have to talk to her. I befriended this woman.
Ella, trust me, it is over.
Trust
she
you?
Means nothing to me. And I'm not going to let her take away from me what matters most.
And what is it that matters to you? Because clearly it is not us.
Okay, you want me to find another job teaching at a different college? Do you want to pick up and move again? Because I will. I'll do that.
Is that what Iceland was all about?
Yeah, in a way it was. Because I wanted things to be the way they used to be with us.
And how was that? Me looking like a complete and total idiot because look at this. Look at this stupidly happy woman standing next to her loving husband. What am I supposed to do with all these family photos of our romantic trip of
that? Stop it. What happened with her was a mistake.
What I know is that you used our daughter to hide this from me. How could you do that to her? I don't even know who you are.
I panicked. I thought I didn't have another choice. I was scared. I was afraid I would lose you.
You just might.
Mission accomplished.
You have a question?
No.
We'll meet you in the lobby, okay?
Hey, did we waste a real game yesterday?
What? No, I was just off.
No, you were, not when the match started.
Look, it's a long story, and it was important for our guests to win.
And so the only way for you to do that was for you to lose? What's up with that? Did your dad ask you to do that, or?
Look, he's not always like this.
Whatever you say, I see a lot of it here.
What of what?
People playing games. Just off the court, you know?
Yeah. Hey. Is there any chance you'd want to hang out sometime? Like, not here?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I'll see you more than once.
They gave me a nosebleed.
I think they're a little too dressy for a dental office.
Well, you've got some events coming up. What are you wearing to homecoming?
I don't know if I'm going to homecoming.
Of course you're going. If you're breathing, you're going. What's up?
You still haven't heard from Sean? He said we'd talk, but it hasn't happened, so I'm just giving him space. Don't give him too much. Betrayed that with your father. He found a woman in Maryland who graduated with honors from William and Mary and lost to golf. How do you know that? I Googled her. I'm so sorry, Mom. No. I'm sorry. I'm the last person who should be giving anyone relationship advice. I had too much pride to tell your father that I wanted him back. Now, maybe you can wear this to his wedding. On the links.
Please tell me we have a really deep pan, and please tell me I left my phone here.
You did.
Ezra. What's wrong?
I was trying to work, and it kept buzzing. I thought it was an emergency, your parents or something, so I looked at it. Just take it. Who's A?
I don't know.
How many of your friends did you tell?
I didn't.
Because if A knows, I'm thinking B and C, and everybody else does too.
The person who sent this is not my friend.
You told me you were mature enough to handle this. Do you know what happened at the school board, or if anybody?
Don't tell anyone. You have to believe me.
Well, I don't. Let's go. Go. Now.
Hi there.
Still looking for that trash chute?
No. I left something at my desk this morning.
Excuse me. Yeah. How much does he want? For two tickets? I didn't pay that much to see Lionel Richie when he was Lionel Richie.
Hannah?
Hi.
Are you working today?
I did. Yeah. What are you doing here?
My mom lost some insurance papers on the desk. They won't release my car until I...
Wait, you're getting it back?
Yeah, on Monday.
So you won't need anyone to drive you around anymore? Someone else?
Well, that's sort of the plan.
Great. Well, we'll see you later.
Right. See ya.
Are we over?
What?
I'd rather you just tell me now before it's too late.
What's too late? What are you talking about?
If you want to take someone else to homecoming, Sean, you should.
Why would I do that? It's not like I'd actually go with anyone else.
So what are you doing with that skinny latte who drives you around?
Amber? No, she just drives me to school for our meetings. This club I joined, RLW, stands for Real Love Waits. Go ahead, make a joke.
Is it some kind of holy roller virgin society?
Look, I just thought hanging out with other people who feel the same way as I do will make it easier to hold out, you know?
Oh, I get it. Can I go with you to the next meeting?
Why? You want to join?
Well, we already tried doing it my way, so let's try not doing it your way.
Excuse me.
Now, don't tell me that's how you want to celebrate. With a pear? Put that away. You deserve a three-course meal tonight.
I think I'll pass.
Pass? Honey, you're the guest of honor. You won a national award and helped me sign Newhoff. It almost didn't happen.
Why? Didn't I hit the net enough?
I don't know. You were perfect, but things almost fell apart while you guys were in the locker room.
What happened?
Oh, well, he expected lunch at the club, and of course I didn't make a reservation, so there were no tables.
We sat at your favorite table.
After I made a scene. I mean, I had to tell the manager that that kid on the course forgot to call it in.
Who, Alex? Wait, will he be in trouble over this?
Who cares? Kid can pick up balls anywhere, right? We snagged a major client, Spence. Why are you looking at me like that? Just did what I had to do.
To win?
Don't give me that attitude. Spencer, you're just as driven and competitive as I am. Don't pretend you're not.
You know what? You're right. I am. I'm just not sure it's a thing that I want to celebrate anymore. No, and by the way, you don't have to read my essay.
Why not?
Because I stole it. But I'm going to win a big fat award, so I'm guessing you're okay with that. Yeah, because winning's all that matters, right? I was hoping you'd be here.
Why?
I really liked tracks 3, 7, and 9. 9 was the best. And sorry about last night. Really sorry. The kind of guy drove himself so deep inside, couldn't tell her what was wrong.
If she had wings. What's that?
Something I made for you. There are a couple girly songs, so you have to keep it up in mind. Coffee, please.
Ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
What's this?
Dinner.
Tomorrow's still in our room?
Yeah.
And Dad?
Do
you think they're gonna work this out? We can't.